Hello and welcome to Space Eater Nerd 122. I'm Jesus, and tonight it's just myself and Ryan.
What up?
How's it going? Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm alive. I've been moving my shit
what
in my
about
house.
me?
Who's that?
Oh, you're the beer wench. Whenever I need
Whatever.
Something, you're
Oh, that's horrible. That's sexist.
That is terrible.
Dre, of course, is with us. Hello, Dre.
Hi.
Yeah, and Sean, of course, is with his job stuff. And Rex, the last we heard of him, he was on the floor and could not get up.
Yeah, he wasn't doing the dinosaur guys.
Taking pictures of his ceiling almost falling on top of him.
Yeah,
that was pretty.
He was also saying that he possibly needed to go to the hospital, and we just ignored him so he could start recording.
So listen, this story short, maybe an hour or an hour and a half before we record, he messaged all of us in the group chat saying, hey guys, I don't know if I can make it, because apparently he tried to change the light bulb and the stool fell from underneath. He fell off the stool and like his leg snaked into that stool leg, and he doesn't think he broke anything, but he did Snapchat from the ground.
From the floor. He's skinny like a noodle, so it'll be
okay. Yeah, he is. If he falls, it's going to just be a feather. If we fall, it's going to literally... Fat jokes, everyone.
And then once again, we're gonna begin the I think for the third time in a row, we're gonna have a little bit of a memoriam in the first part of the show.
Dang it, guys! I mean, stop 2016. Well, this one he's lived a long life.
Yeah, this he was, but everybody was actually like playing that game if he was really dead or not.
Well, there's this website that it is okay. Well, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it.
Oh yeah, Abe Vigoda,
character actor,
passed away, 94 years, right?
Yeah, 94.
Yeah, that's a good life.
Yeah, that's a good life. He lived a good full life. But I was gonna say that there was a website that's been going around for a while, cause it's AbeVigodaDead.com, and it's always been from ever since I found out about it a few years ago. So it's no, and now it says yes. Which is kind of like
today was a day.
Yeah, I was like, "What? It actually changed." Some guy actually went out there and changed the website.
Isn't it crazy? Wow. This person was waiting his whole life to change it to yes. Yeah, think like, about that. That was his whole life purpose. What is he gonna do now?
No, exactly.
What if the guy that had the website died before Abe Vigoda?
Oh yeah, he had a plan. Man. He probably had a plan. It maybe had like a kill switch or something. that's like hooked into like the Wikipedia. Oh no, internet shit. I don't know how it works. Not internet analogist. I'm a memologist.
You're a memologist. I'm glad that he lived a long life. And...
He's he's known for like Salvatore Tessio. He's from The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like big huge part. Also, one of my favorite parts is he was also the mob boss in Mask of the Phantasm in the Batman animated series, the movie, which was pretty awesome too, that he was there.
He was everywhere though. Mm.
He was like, in Good Burger.
well, also on Sunday. Oh, if you guys haven't checked it out,
so wait, RIP.
Sean, I already said that.
Yeah, sorry, I just want to close it out.
You just want to RIP in peace.
RIP in peace, Mr. Pagoda.
On Sunday, aside from the Royal Rumble that you can find out all about if you listen to the wrestling podcast that Sean and I started doing, we'll do it once a month. It's called Suplex City Nerd. I mean, no relation to Space City Nerd, but whatever. very good show. It was a really excellent Rumble. The Rumble is like one of my favorite like wrestling events of the year.
It's like the most chaotic one, right? It's like everyone.
Basically, but if you were here, there were like four or five of us yelling, and two of us don't really watch wrestling. Mm-hmm. They were also yelling, but it's because we were scared to take shots because we were
funny.
Doing a drinking game.
Yeah, they're like, the Royal Rumble I like to watch is the one on 4chan does.
The video game Rumble?
Yeah.
When you add the drinking aspect to it, it becomes... something of like more hype than the video game Royal Rumble.
So how much did you drink?
I had three shots.
That's not bad.
That's
no,
that's like a Tuesday. Like, just like tonight.
That's like Sean a Monday.
Sean had seven.
Yeah, that's not like three shots. That's like half my lunch.
No, I mean, it was just like, okay, let's go. It's three shots. And we were just mainly yelling because of the fact that Sean and Tim were just taking shot after shot after shot.
Did anyone, where'd y'all watch it? Your place?
Yeah, we watched it at my
anyone
place.
Anyone pass out your place?
Nah, okay. No. Well, I mean, it's like right after that and having a bunch of beers, we went and recorded the podcast right afterwards. So we had a chance to chill out and mellow out.
Cool.
Yeah. So also on starting on Sunday and then also Monday, Drea, what came out? Drea.
Yeah.
Drea.
Oh, sorry. I'm Drea. Sorry. I spaced out. No, dude, X-Files, but I couldn't watch it like on live TV because I have cable, but I don't have a TV. So I had to wait until like yesterday to actually watch it.
Wait. Hold on. How did you confirm you have cable if you don't have TV?
Because, okay, so Comcast. No, wait. Comcast has this stupid plan that apparently, like, if you get the cable and internet bundle, it's cheaper than just getting internet.
I know. I have that with freaking AT&T Uverse. I'm like, it's cheaper if I have only. Yes, it's dumb. So anyway, keep going. Sorry.
Anyways, so I haven't bought a TV yet because, you know, I don't have the need to have a TV since I don't watch, you know, cable. Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, I had to wait and made sure that, you know, no one was posting spoilers because I was kind of excited about, like, looking at this, you know, show.
You do know if you have Comcast, you can get online and watch it.
Yeah, you see, like, I did that, but I wasn't home on Sunday, so I was already expecting not
she
to
was, see she was out looking for the truth. She was out there looking for the truth.
Oh, No. If you're so excited, like you post, you're like, oh my god, I can't watch this. If you post spoilers, okay. If you knowingly go out and be like, yeah, I'm just gonna go get drunk, forget it, and then I'm allowed to post spoilers to your wall.
No, you're not. Whatever. No,
you're
no.
not allowed to do that.
No.
Well, no, because right now you're like, oh yeah, I know I could have watched online, but I went out to drink instead.
I didn't have my login. I didn't have my laptop. So it was like, you know, like, I'm just going to give up on watching it today, and I'm just going to watch it on Monday.
The rule for spoilers for TV is at least 1 week.
Yeah, but it's Drea. I can just be that ass.
Whatever.
Does the guy follow the rules, man? So what'd you think? Because I haven't seen it yet.
Anyways. Dude, no, if you haven't seen it, I feel like they're, like, digressing from the alien stuff. And you know what? Like, I understand that because, like, nowadays you see all this alien, you know, I guess it's different from back in the 90s. People are not that much interested, and it's a little bit less interesting since, like, people are more prone to actual aliens. I'm talking about the whole alien perspective of, like, X-Files. And now
we didn't have Little Mayo back in the day, so.
Go to, like, okay, we went to the mall with Drea, and she goes to Zoomies and buys all this, like, alien clothing.
Yes, because I still believe.
No, I mean, aliens were big back in the 90s, too. I remember watching X-Files. I also watched Sightings.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, it was a little bit more intriguing back in the 90s. Nowadays, it's a little bit less intriguing. Like, people are not that interested in the actual fact that there's aliens, you know,
what do you
out
mean
there.
They're not?
I think
really
the big. The interest in people, like, of people. Like, people are more focused on, like, you know, conspiracy theories and, like, government, like, conspiracies and things like that. And I think that's the digression that they're taking. Like, it's aliens, but conspiracies.
I think it was a mistake that they digressed that much from it, because right now, ALMAU is in full effect, right? I mean, there's people going out and spending, like, $180.
It's code red, you guys. Code red. ALMAU is on effect. ALMAU is on effect.
Everybody hide.
Dude, no.
Board up your windows. ALMAU is on effect. Yeah, like Amber Alert, your phone will start buzzing even though you have it on silent because ALMAU is on effect.
It's gonna start like ALMAU. A big alien head ALMAU.
I mean, do you think because the ALMAU, well, ALMAU is not a meme that's like super out there, but do you think that kind of like, you know, lessens the blow of aliens? Because I'm like, now I'm like, look at Lil Mayo doing blow on Snapchat.
Wait,
yeah, like people don't take it seriously that much.
I take it serious. But anyways, if you don't know what we're talking about, the A Lamau meme is it's basically like the little gray guy that they're like, they take him to like strip clubs and have him drinking and doing drugs.
Yeah, that's
Lil Mayo. That's Lil Mayo.
It came from that.
I think Lil Mayo lives a better life than most all of us.
He does.
But like, yeah, I get what you mean, because yeah, like we had the show Sightings, and we're talking about like alien abduction. We Unsolved Mysteries sometimes does that. So, and then we have X-Files. So like, yeah, so the whole alien kind of scare was in full effect. So
yeah,
now we're more scared. So we're scared about, you know, like, you know, people invading us.
I think we're more scared about our government right now than aliens abducting us. Think about that.
Which is back the question though, is X-Files representative of that? Is it more anti-government? We're scared of what the government's hiding from us. Is it more what's out there?
That's the thing that's getting me about this first episode that I saw, because I was like, they're putting, like, they even mentioned something about FEMA camps, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like this,
yeah.
Okay, I mean, what's I don't know, not to go too much in spoilers, but what's Mulder and Scully been doing for like the past like 15 years?
They were on hiatus because apparently they divorced each other, and they had a really long-lasting relationship until something happened to them.
Okay, so they didn't go into
That's all I'm gonna say. So
they just quit being agents for a while, and then they came back to like, FEMA's doing shit, and
then like, pretty much. The government is trying to destroy
them. That it's gonna focus like on Illuminati.
Yeah.
Do they still work for the FBI then? If they're anti-government, or are they freelance?
You can't spoil more. Okay, that's
nice. I can't say much about it. Yeah. I'll watch it, but it's leaning towards that direction. Like it really is. It's not just about aliens anymore. It's about the government.
Okay. And it's a like, it's a mini series. Straight up. Right? It's like six episodes. Yeah. Long. Okay.
All right. So you know what though? I think once again it comes back to memes, and since the Illuminati meme was so big, it also gives them an opportunity to have like Rihanna and stuff on the show, or you know, like a celebrity goes missing.
Totally.
That was the entire idea of that, right?
I don't know, man.
Gillian Anderson.
That sounds so like really bad.
Gillian Anderson looks so different than I remembered her.
Yeah, I think she lost a lot of weight, and there's also a lot of Botox.
Yeah, yeah, but like freaking on. David Duchovny still looks like fucking David Duchovny.
Well, of course.
Because he gets a lot of exercise having sex with all those women.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Oh man. Another kind of spoopy thing to talk about is the Doomsday Clock. On January 26th, which is right now when we're recording, the Doomsday Clock got pushed to 3 minutes before midnight.
Or not. Okay, so what is this Doomsday Clock? What is this?
The thing is, you're like super goth and super like, you know, conspiracy and all that. You don't know what the Doomsday Clock is?
Well, time is irrelevant, and it doesn't really matter because we're all going to die regardless. So think about that.
Okay, this is no. This is really putting a kind of a sense of urgency to like how close we are to like a huge catastrophe.
Okay.
That's man-made. That's what I'm saying. This is how scientists are measuring how close we are to like some super catastrophic event that could wipe us all out. And they base it. Hold on. Can you let me finish? Do you want me to explain what you're?
Okay.
So
go,
anyways,
go.
It's a. They use all the like the political things. They use, you know, the how we've been affecting the planet through like pollution
also
and
like
stuff.
Socioeconomic factors like
yeah, like
war.
Everything gets like factored in. The closest we've been to it has been 2 minutes, I think, in during the Cold War when the USSR blew up like a hydrogen bomb.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Not like, and they don't change it like right then and there. Yeah. It's like, oh, they blew up a hydrogen bomb, move them with the hand. No, they change it once a year. So they take into account a bunch of other stuff. The reason, and it has gone back, like sometimes it'll go back to like 5 minutes or, you know, anything like that. But this time they left it there, and Donald Trump was one of their factors.
What?
Because he's fucking fanning the fucking flame.
What do you mean?
Yeah. It's fucking just because he's just like, you know, he's just like fucking making people go turn against them, each other. So we're fucking. But like, so what?
He's like real life Mr. Burns.
So, like, one thing that contributing factor to it is like 2015 is the warmest year in historical records. So we're like, fuck that.
Oh my god. Talking about that, they also touch on that on the X-Files on the first episode. So you really need to watch it and be like,
okay, fine. I'll probably. All right, cool. And you had to ask us about it. You knew about it already because of the X-Files.
Yeah, but like, what? They talk about all that stuff, like all those like events and things that happen throughout the world just to be like, controlled by something.
You know the spinoff of the X-Files predicted 9/11?
Really?
Remember, they had the that group of people that Mulder likes to like the like to read their newsletter, the Lone Gunman.
Oh wait, yeah.
Yeah, so they had their pilot episode, their very first episode, which happened like early in 2001, before September, and they found that they were gonna the government was gonna run a plane into the Twin Towers to kind of like use that to start a new world order, and they found out, and then the plane did not hit. So like, hey, everything's great. But no, not really, because later on that year,
it actually happened.
It actually happened. So people saying that keeping it at 3 minutes is not good news because there's still shit going on. We want to move that away from 3 minutes.
So like, what plays into factor for them to change it back and forth? Because I mean, I get it, but. Like, so, what is considered an event that's going to be, you know...
If we reduce nuclear armaments, disarmament, we're going to push that down.
Well, wars also.
Yeah. If we're not such in the brink of a war and not North Korea is not doing all that shit, then we'll go that... We'll move it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's still scary stuff. And, I mean, that's always like a fear of mine. It's complete... global annihilation. I mean, that's such a real no fear. It's like, when I was a kid, I was really obsessed about like end of the world, and I was like, I hope I live and not have, you know, not die in nuclear fire. Jeez.
When I was a kid, I used to be obsessed with the end of the world. That's great.
Yeah. No, you could quote me on that. But no, because you know, watching shows like Sightings, and they're like, you know, this could be the end of the world. Oh, by the way, gamma ray blasts from dying supernovas can randomly hit the Earth and we're all fucked. I'm like, that's great.
You see, you're that generation of kids that were born, like, that were raised on fear. That's who you are
right now. Well, also, I was raised, I grew up in the 90s, which is like the best decade in America. So I'm fucking entitled also.
So this year it was a lot having to do with North Korea, the warmness, the climate and everything, you know, and then it also had to do with the Earth being flat and we did not know about it.
Okay. I didn't really read too much about this. Let's go and just talk about it.
All right. So B.O.B., rapper.
What's it stand for?
Whatever. I don't know. The only rapper that I think I know whose their acronym stand for is LL Cool J. But aside from that, you know. But he is a firm believer into the flat earth theory.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when you believe that the earth is not round, but it is flat.
Okay. Yep, all right. Keep going. And why is this news?
Hold on, I'll get there, right. But... So, I mean, he's like, hey, NASA, you're stupid. Thanks for, like, hiding the truth for so long. And then he also has, like, these conspiracies about how, like, flight routes don't exist. for certain places of the world because it's flat.
That's what I freaking saw on Facebook, and they were like, there are flight maps over like certain parts of the world, and like, this don't exist. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
What the?
You know what his name stands for?
What?
His name stands for Bombs Over Baghdad.
Bombs no. Over Baghdad.
Yeah, it's an Elka single.
So, there's like a, I'm staring at a picture of him right now, asking where the curve is when he's standing, like, I don't know how high this guy has to be. He's saying, oh, hey, look, these cities are 16 miles apart that are way in the horizon. Where's the curve? You know, and
it's a... Oh my god, okay, yeah, keep going.
Yeah, people can't understand that you cannot see the curvature because we're not that big. Like, as humans, we're not capable to see
You know
see
who
that.
Saw the curvature of the earth? Is that guy who did the, like, the highest free fall, Felix Baumgarten or whatever. He saw the curvature of the earth because he was fucking like 8 million feet in the air.
Exactly. So,
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for a world to be flat.
Yeah. No, it really does. That one or the Hollow Earth?
The Hollow Earth thing makes me laugh, too. But, like people think that we're actually inside and the moon is, like, in the middle. Or the sun is in the middle. I thought that's fucking hilarious. But they were like, there was like this like thing I saw, like it was like a weird thing back, they said back like in the 1700s, 1800s, back in England, they found like children who were like green, and they were like, what the fuck? And they were like all super sick, and they like died not long after finding them, and they said they were like actually from the Hollow Earth who came topside, and the actual like thing reacted in the air made them die.
And then Nazis came after them.
I don't... There's no evidence that the world is flat. Just stop it. It's dumb. You can't fall off the earth. And what happens if you fall off the earth? I mean,
you'll land in space somewhere. Yeah. You know,
you'll reach the void.
Yeah, it's blowing my mind that someone actually believes that. It's never mind.
All right, well, he continued his ramblings, and then he dropped a diss track, something called Flatline, and he got into a beef with Neil deGrasse Tyson, out of all people.
Neil deGrasse Tyson should just not comment, just, like, roll his eyes and just, like...
Oh, no, he did.
He did.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our first music break. It's getting close to it. And I am going to play Flatline.
All right.
Right?
I won't listen.
And so later on this in the day, same day and everything, Neil deGrasse Tyson, well, Tyson is his nephew, Neil deGrasse Tyson's nephew. They did a diss track back to him.
Oh, wow.
So Neil deGrasse Tyson and Tyson, his nephew, got together and did some stuff. So, I mean, B.O.B. joins the ranks of such, you know, enlightened celebrities as Tila Tequila.
Yep.
You know, and thinking about Flat Earth.
Yeah, freaking Miracles by NSYNC Half Aussie.
Wait, do you know about Tila Tequila, Ryan?
Yeah.
Dude,
she's Asian. She's Tila Wen.
No.
About
the,
do you know
the craziness?
Recently.
Oh no, I haven't.
Oh my god!
I don't have a Google alert to tell me what Tila Tequila is doing right now.
But it's hilarious just watching her stuff. Aside from her being flat earther, she believes that she can shoot fireballs from her fans.
From her what?
From her hands.
Okay.
There's a whole YouTube video of her.
She's God.
There's a video of her, like, remember the little kid that was saying that if you believe it, you can do anything, and then try to go Super Saiyan? It's basically a YouTube video of Tila Tequila trying to
shoot,
make fireballs come out of her hand. And then she's like, did you guys see that? Look at the little dust in the air. And I'm like, ugh. Oh. Anyway.
Oh, God. I don't know. Maybe it's all the silicone going to her head.
Drugs, man.
And it's we're going to take our break, and this is going to be Flatline by B.O.B., and we'll be right back after this.
Yeah, you ain't seen my best. Checkmate in a game of chess. Globalist, see me as a threat. Free thinking, got a world at my neck, huh? Am I paranoid? Picture Malcolm X in a room full of bigs trying not to bust a sweat. Ay, Neil Tyson need to loosen up his vest. They probably write that man one hell of a check. Ay, I'm over here on this side of town. Come on over here, try to clown. Ay, I'd never pipe down. If they weren't coming for me, then they definitely coming for me now. I can't even keep my phone charged up. All the shit I'm talking, I should get my home barred up. Rappers, get off of my dick and get your own bars up. Vladimir and Liz's breath got the clone skirt, cuz whoop. Use your common sense. Why is NASA part Department of Defense? They divided up the seas into 33 degrees. Feeding kids masonry, bruh, be careful what you read. Flatline. There's no superior bloodline. Flatline. You got me once, but that died. Ay, voice. Do I have a voice? Do I give a fuck? Do I have a choice? Joint. I roll up a joint. Keep my shooters in the game like I hate to disappoint. I see only good things on the horizon. That's probably why the horizon is always rising. Indoctrinated in a cult called science. And graduated to a club full of liars. Heliocentrism, you were the sixth victim. Fuck you and your team, you can sit on the bench with them. They nervous. But before you try to curve it, do your research on David Irving. Stalin was way worse than Hitler. That's why the POTUS gotta wear a kippah. I'm a man first for an artist. Get a lawyer, look up Dr. Richard Sarda. Bounce. Flatline. You fooled us for the last time. Flatline. There's no superior bloodline. Yeah.
So you want to find the farthest point from that center. And it turns out sea level at the equator is farther away from the center of the Earth than sea level near the poles. It has nothing to do with global warming and melting of the ice caps.
Why is that?
Because Earth, we know it spins once a day. Yes, thank you. Three people know how long a day last year.
Good for row number two. They're off to a great start.
So you spin, you know, when you spin pizza dough, it kind of flattens out.
Yeah.
Gets wider in the middle. And so Earth, throughout its life, even when it formed, it was spinning. And it got a little wider at the equator than it does at the poles. So it's not actually a sphere. It's oblate. And officially it's an oblate spheroid. That's what we call it. But not only that, it's slightly wider below the equator than above the equator.
A little chubbier. Yeah.
Chubby's a good way. It's like pear-shaped.
Yeah.
So it turns out the pear-shapedness is bigger than the height of Mount Everest above sea level.
Bounce, flatline. You fooled us for the last time. Flatline. There's no superior bloodline. Dead.
That was a B.O.B. I already forgot the name of the song.
Flatline.
Which is so stupid.
Flatline,
yeah. Whatever. I hope he does like a diss track back featuring Tila Tequila.
So she thinks the world is flat and she can throw fire out of her hands.
And there's like
save her own world.
Oh my god. There's like so much
here to enlightening the human race because we are so ignorant and she knows it all.
You know what? By this time next year, when Tila Tequila moves the clock, doomsday clock back to 6 minutes, we're gonna be eating our words.
Probably. Herself, I mean, yeah. What if she's really telling the truth? What if she really is an alien?
Yeah, she looks like it. She's like 4'11", I mean, giant eyes. You know.
Paint her green really and scary. She looks like little Maya Mayo.
No, she'll be a little Maya.
Well, speaking of space stuff and everything, I just opened up a beer called Moon Juice to celebrate the whole space talk.
The Moon Juice to match up with the Moon Nazis.
Does that relate anything to like Moon Drugs? Because I want some of that.
Ah, Moon Drugs. That's going to come back.
Guys, it needs to
come back. Bradicon!
Can't imagine. I couldn't believe how many people were drinking Moon Drugs that night.
Yeah.
Mm. But, and we're talking about the Betacon celebration that we had last year during Comic Palooza. Maybe it'll come back this year. More announcements on that later. So Ryan, when you were a kid, how did you ever do any stupid things?
Yeah, we did stupid things. I was on a skateboard trying to do tricks and fall on our asses. And then when my parents moved in the neighborhood, there's like part of the neighborhood that was like not done yet, and they're building the houses, and so it's just like dirt, and me and my friends will ride our bikes through it, and like fucking going through rocks, falling on our asses. It's like going back muddy and kind of bloody, and my parents are like, what the fuck?
Trey, you're younger than us, so I'm not even gonna ask, because you're still doing stupid things.
I'm still doing stupid shit all the time. every day.
No. Here's something. Do you guys have like a scar that was an outcome of the stupid things that you did?
Actually, yeah. There's one right now on my right arm, near my elbow, was when I was skateboarding and I kind of fell back and then I kind of scraped my arm really bad on it. So I didn't break it, but I scraped it.
I broke my left arm climbing on a fucking shelf because I thought I was Spider Girl.
I did the same thing. I thought it was King Kong because I just watched King Kong, and then I didn't break my arm, but I was climbing the linen closet, pretending it was like the Empire State Building, and this is I'm like four or five years old.
Oh, you Ray? How old were you then?
I was probably like four, like five.
This was last week.
Yeah. This was last week.
But no, like when I fell back, my head hit the doorknob.
Oof. What part of your head? Like your side, the back of your head, your forehead?
The back of my head.
That sucks.
Yeah. Let me see. I actually have a ton of scars from stupid things. I have a stab wound on my shin.
What did you do?
We were learning how to throw knives. Okay. All
right. Told you.
Yeah. We were learning how to throw knives, and I threw one and I let it go too late and it went right into my shin.
That's gonna be racist. Like, that's gonna be racist. Like, did you hurt yourself dancing around a hat?
Oh god. I've got one on my knee from getting into fights. I fought someone with baseball cleats on. And
ooh.
Yeah, they hit. I was dumb because I went up to them and then.
Wait, did you have the baseball cleats or did they have the baseball?
They had the baseball cleats in there, and that was the first thing that they did. And I lost that fight, of course. They kicked me. Yeah, they kicked me right in the knee.
They were equipped with weapons.
Exactly. So, I also have one on my arm where I threw my brother threw a bottle rocket up in the air, and it didn't light itself until it was down on its downward trajectory. And its downward trajectory was straight in onto my arm, where it then exploded.
Oh, yeah. It kind of happened to me. I had a Roman candle. And Roman candles should be illegal, by the way. Fucking Roman candles just kill
me. I don't know.
That reminds me. I shot, like, a Roman candle to this kid on New Year's, and I didn't even apologize. I feel really bad about it.
This was 2015 years, by the way, guys. Okay.
Because
I was like, this is not gonna do anything, so I put it down, I pointed it down, and all of it shot right by my foot. It was great.
Wait, we should have. I hope Rex doesn't listen to the episode because he might have like triggers.
Oh my god!
From his like, I think
it just happened, you guys. He's post traumatic. I still like that freaking out that video with like Harry Potter in the hood and just like, a bunch of kids. Like candles shooting at each other.
But who didn't do that?
Yeah, that was back great. In the day. I'm saying as a hopefully kind of be a responsible adult, they should be illegal. But as a kid, I'm like, yeah, fucking Roman candles. Like,
I don't know how many people have actually died from Roman candles.
Died probably not a lot or at all, but
maybe
burned.
Wounded.
Yeah, wounded.
Probably someone lost an eye with a Roman candle.
Okay, well, what about if you say that instead of them being outlawed, because every kid loves to shoot them each other.
That's right. Oh,
just wear protective eyeglasses.
Why not you backfired on me? That fucking sucked.
I'm telling you, it's natural selection. It's okay.
All right.
So the reason we're bringing this up is because for some reason, the stupidity has grown within these, like, let's be dumb and young kind of things, especially with challenges. Last year it was the fire challenge,
fire challenge.
What's up?
Well, yeah, you were explaining it. Okay, well.
Yeah. People would put basically like either like nail polish remover or I don't know, anything flammable, like a flammable liquid all over their chest. And I think it was nail polish remover because of the fact that it just flashes when it when it lights up. And so yeah, they would put that all over their chest, and then they would light it, and it would, like, you know, flare up and then flare back down. A lot of people did not. A lot of people had to go to the hospital because of that.
Oh my god! Yeah. Hey,
Jesus, do you remember? Like, I don't know if you ever like experienced that, but like in Mexico, there was this game that we used to do in like middle school, where like they would like scratch your hand, like the backside of your hand, until like it bled, and it would be like kind of like until how long you lasted. And there's a lot of kids going around with like all the scars now from doing that.
You mean no, Dre? I know you're goth and emo or whatever. That's cutting yourself. That's not cool.
No. I know what you mean. It was like a scratch thing, yeah.
No, I know what you mean. Some places do it with a coin too.
So wait, well, what do y'all do?
It wasn't here. It was here in the U.S. too. Wait. They would grab like a coin,
uh-huh,
and they would scratch, like rub it until they would start bleeding. And whoever lasted the longest,
okay, won. And do that. We played a lot of Apple Slap and Open Chest, which fucking sucks. Well, and B Spike.
You gotta define these things because okay, it can mean different.
All right,
things.
Sorry. So B Spike is a game where you gotta play with a group of friends. When if you say a B word, buggy, you got, or you know, Beatrice, or whatever, you have to say Spike at the end, or you will get punched in the arm. And Apple Slap is when you sit down, you have to rub the back of your head while you're sitting down, or you'll be slapping the back of your head.
What?
Yeah,
that was.
I played this in middle school, all right. And then Open Chest is you gotta keep your an X or your arm X'd over your chest, or you'll be punched in the chest. Yeah, so we played a combination of that, and basically there's a bunch of middle school kids punching each other and slapping each other in the head. That's terrible.
What I want to talk about is the duct tape challenge.
Okay.
So a 14-year-old kid just went to the hospital, almost died because of this, but the duct tape challenge is where they duct tape parts of your body and you try to get out
of
it.
So they kind of like wrap it around your arm, I guess, right?
Yeah, or no, like wrap it around your entire like circumference.
Oh yeah,
of your
can't
body,
get out of that.
Your arm,
cocooned.
And I mean, it's not the entire thing. Like they could just do your legs and your arms, mm-hmm, you know, just, you know, once couple spots. So apparently, this kid, he was trying to get out, and he ended up falling. And as he fell, his head struck a window panel. When he fell, the window panel like crushed his eye socket, and the bones that were in the eye socket ended up cutting nerves in his eyeball. And he also got an aneurysm from hitting his head so hard.
But look at the blood clot in his brain. Holy shit!
Yeah, oh so God. Yeah, I think he had like 48 staples in his head. And this is why we need to outlaw window panels.
Yeah. Window panel. If this kid did not fall into the window panel, this kid would still be fine and being wrapped in more duct tape.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, I think that's more of a freak accident, though.
Yeah, but it was – okay. If he wasn't even trying to do this, like, that would not even happen. You know?
What if there was, like – okay, what about Rex? He was just trying to, like –
oh, okay. There was an intention for that, but this kid was legitimately just taped because he wanted to do something stupid. If you want to do something stupid, is gonna happen to you.
I don't think it's that stupid though to get into duct tape and just try to rip out. You know, I think
what you're saying is that you want us to do that to you and see how it goes.
No, I was gonna volunteer you first.
The duct tape challenge, Jesus.
I mean, you sound pretty sure. You sound pretty sure about it, so I'm pretty sure, you know, you could handle it.
Yeah. And then also, while we duct tape, you were going to duct tape two bombers of IPAs in your hand, so you have to drink it while you try to free yourself.
Yeah.
I have to butt chug them while I try to free myself.
Yeah, exactly. We call you Edward IPA hands. We're not going to do 40s because we're classy motherfuckers here.
It's basically nerd.
Unless it's that Brash Brewing that I was talking to you about.
Oh yeah. Tell the listeners about it.
Okay, Brash Brewing in Houston is doing a beer called Thug Life, bourbon barrel aged barley wine, which is already delicious, but they are putting them in glass 40-ounce containers. And they asked them, "What about plastic?" And they said, "No, that's bullshit
too,
right
that's
there."
That's too ghetto. So we're gonna try to procure some of these, and then we're gonna drink them out of paper bags.
Yeah, we are going to try to do that. But that's the other thing, butt chugging.
So
that's really stupid,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so it's
like
okay.
Butt
just
chugging cough medicine. I saw a picture of that.
You're butt chugging what?
Cough medicine. Yeah. High.
Okay, I'm putting Robitussin.
You're leaning through your butt.
I'm drinking Robitussin, which is already shitty and hard to drink down your throat because it's syrupy and gross, but you need it, up your ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, why?
To get high.
There's better ways to get high.
These are kids that have no better.
Fucking sniff glue. Don't. It's better than chugging
we
it
We cannot condone drug use at Space Eating Nerd.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Maybe sniffing glue is safer than butt chugging, unless you can provide me with evidence that sniffing glue is not as bad, or butt chugging is not as bad as sniffing glue, then I'll shut up.
Okay. The butt chugging though, it's just because the whatever you drink or like either the alcohol or the cough syrup gets absorbed into your bloodstream faster.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you sniff glue, it actually. Like, all those chemicals are going straight to your brain. Right,
fine. I just there has to be an alternative for these kids to be high. Just fucking legalize pot, goddamn it.
I mean, I say just don't do any of them, you know? Nor the butt chugging, nor the glue sniffing.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Can you smoke weed with your ass?
If you can contract the muscles.
Yeah. You do a lot of kegels to do that. Guys, I'm doing kegel right now.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. You should get one of those kegel eggs.
Wait, what are kegel
eggs? Have you heard of those?
No.
You've never heard of the kegel eggs?
No.
Oh, my God.
Enlighten me what kegel eggs are. They're like Tenga eggs, but for your butt.
They're kind of like, no, well, they're for vaginas, but I'm pretty sure you can put it up your butt too.
Okay.
But yeah, like the whole intention of them is to like tighten the muscles in your like cervix. So yeah. Like you put them inside your vagina and you like squeeze them really hard. And like you're supposed to like build up a strength because like the cervix is made out of like all these muscles. That you could actually tie something dangling from the egg. Like, there were these ladies doing it on this YouTube video that I saw that they were, like, dangling, what were they? They were, like, Gatorade bottles, like, off their vaginas. It was pretty amazing.
All right. I mean, hey, if you could keep that grip, you know?
I'm pretty sure you can do it with your butt if you wanted to.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Kegel eggs. That's what they look like. All right. Cool. Yeah, tone
they
your
just look like marble eggs.
Yeah, tone and your vagina and strengthen. Okay. The jade egg.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. I mean, there's some muscles that you can't do by doing lifts and weights, dude. You gotta be specific. And the kegel eggs, anal.
Are you looking for an anal egg? Sorry,
yeah.
I wasn't.
Yeah, kegel okay. balls. Yeah, you can use them. Yeah, I think they're like smaller for like more like. Why am I searching this? I'm close this tab.
That's in your search history.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I can't. And then if the FBI searches my stuff right now because you know I'm anti-Illuminati, they'll find that my last thing I ever searched for was kegel balls, or kegel eggs.
Sorry, I was a little quiet right now because I was watching my dog spaz out.
Uh-huh.
He's sleeping,
mm-hmm.
but he's having dreams.
Oh.
So he's like doing, he's like, not whimpering, but like lightly barking. And he's running.
Oh, okay. He's
like on the, like while he's sleeping.
He's dreaming about me using kegel eggs and running away from me.
Oh, he's still doing it. It looks weird because I think there's something wrong with him.
Oh no.
I don't want to go over there and, like, you know, interrupt his sleep.
You should then grab him, put him upright, and he'll just run off.
No.
Can you do that to a dog that's sleeping and pretending to run in his sleep, and you put him upright, and then it just runs off? That's kind of mean to do, but yeah, sorry.
I've seen someone do it where they pick him up while they're, like, they just pick him up in the air, and they'll run in the air.
Oh.
But I think they'll just fall if they pick him up.
Oh, man.
But... All right, I'm glad that we ended that stupid things conversation with Kegel anal
eggs. Pubic exercise is no joke, guys. You
need to exercise all your orifices in your body.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, God.
Hey, what if you're being alienly probed, and then what you can do is you crush the probe and you run away. So that's...
You squeeze it real hard and you run away.
Yeah, and then the aliens were like, oh man, we can't fuck with this guy. Hey.
And then you start laughing. You're like, LMAO.
LMAO. And then they'll be like, what? And then they just drop you off. And that is how aliens will go and kidnap you and anally probe you if you're strong and can crush their probes with your...
Well, you've convinced me to do these, and I'm going to have a long time this weekend because I will be standing in lines at PAX, so I can do Kegels while I'm at, like, the lines at PAX.
Oh, my God. That's a great segue you got there. Okay. All right. Cool. Okay, cool. So, awesome. You're going to PAX. What are you most excited to check out at PAX?
I have no idea because I can't find, like, I can find the schedule for panels, but I can't find who's going to be there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just going to go, if I find it, yeah. But if not, I'm going to blindly go in and just end up trying to get game codes for us to give away.
Just tell me, though, I want to vicariously live through that through Snapchat, so you better be snapping.
Mm-hmm. You better be snapping everything.
Definitely. Yeah. No, I'm already laughing. Like, I'm already imagining the fact that I don't know what's going to go on, that I'm going to find myself in one line for, like, 4 hours, and I'm going to find that it's just, like, the line to the restroom or something.
Because I went to PAX Prime a few years ago, and I waited three hours to play Lollipop Chainsaw Massacre for like 5 minutes. And then I actually saw a not yet famous Jessica Negri. That was, she was cosplaying as the character.
Cool.
Drea, she's still your bae.
She's still my bae. She sometimes likes my pictures on Instagram and.
Jessica Negri likes your pictures on Instagram?
We follow each other on Instagram. She's my bae.
What? That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, they work together on the Sonico.
We work together in Sonico. Oh, yeah, that's right. We work together for anime expo.
That is right. She voiced Sonico, right?
Yeah.
That's right. I completely forgot.
Yeah, sometimes she hits me up, too. Like, when she went to the Sonico thing, she was like, I'm so glad I'm in Houston. I took this gig only to go hang out with you, Jesus. So.
But yeah, she actually had a real chainsaw. Well, not a real chainsaw, but like the one that actually looks like in the game. And I had a foam. I still have my foam chainsaw that I got from standing in line.
Well, I'm going to pick up a bunch of goodies, and we'll make sure to give them away somehow.
Yep. And if you have anything.
Or keep them.
If you find anything.
Are you going to do any special recording over there? Try to interview anyone?
Nah. I'm just going to go in and.
You'd be like, hey, Ken Levine. What if Kojima was actually there? And you're like, oh, shit, it's Kojima. You try to talk to him?
I don't speak Moon Rune.
Well, you can be like, Kojima-san, if you could be any pineapple, what pineapple would you be?
No, I could be like, hey, Kojima, what are Konami's plans for turning Metal Gear into a pachinko machine?
What is your favorite pachinko?
But no, PAX is this weekend.
When's Bayonetta 3 coming out?
Oh, man. It's going to be in San Antonio this weekend. If you have your 3-day passes, you can go. Friday and Sunday are the only single passes that are out there. The Houston Gamers will be repping. They're going to have a party and everything out there.
So
I'll probably go hang around with Jack and the gang.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Jack and Eric and everybody. Aside from that... The 30th is actually the Buffalo Bayou anniversary party.
Oh, you're going to miss that.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm going to go visit some breweries while I'm out there, though.
Some San Antonio breweries? Or what are some notable San Antonio breweries?
Freetail is, like, the most notable one right now. Right. Really good stuff. Then the 13th, I got to brag. I got tickets to the Suffers.
Nice. So that's what you're going to do, and you and your lady going to...
Didn't they get sold out?
Yeah.
It's gonna be at the new music hall, right?
No, it's going to be at the Continental Club.
I keep... Okay, forget about that, yeah. Our Flaming Lips is going to be at the White Oak thing.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, of course, that weekend of the 13th and 14th, we'll have a very sad boy episode of Space City Nerd talking about Valentine's. It's just going to be like Young Lean.
Young Lean.
Yeah, it's just going to be Young Lean all over.
And then we're going to talk about the difference between a sad boy and a fuck boy.
That's actually a really good topic. We should totally talk about that.
Oh, man. I can't wait for Dre to talk about that. Anyways, the 19th and 20th is going to be, and 21st is going to be Come and Take It, which I'm really excited about, too. I mean, watching Brian Posehn, Eugene Merman, and the Broken Lizard on stage. And Eric Andre.
I'm excited to see Eugene Merman because I think he's super hilarious.
I just wanna lick him all over. Like, he gets all weirded out, and then he'll be like, "Okay."
Then he'll Instagram it.
Probably.
What are you immortalizing the Eric Andre Instagram? That'd be amazing.
That would be really cool, actually.
That would have to take like all three of us licking him.
Just like licking him all over. He'll be like, "Ugh."
Have like an inch penis. I've seen it on Instagram.
I've seen that. It's not bad.
Yeah. Oh man, talk about kegels.
Anyways,
penises.
Ryan thinks it's huge because Asian. You
Shut up.
We can have. Speaking of Asian penises, the weekend after is Anime Mitsuri.
What the fuck is somebody that shit? Fuck you. God damn it. Oh, man. Yeah, the weekend of the 27th, 26th. Alright, okay, so hold up. Did y'all do the group on?
Wait, hold on. Before I should have segued it with speaking of Asian penises and orgasms.
Oh, fuck. What is this becoming?
It's like when Rex is in here, it's just the sex show or something.
I don't know. It's not like Rex keeps
We have touched on all really unconventional sex topics today, so think about that a little bit.
It's not even a Valentine's episode yet, so what's up, guys?
I know, so brace your ass. I'll be good.
Make sure to kegel that ass because we're going.
We're going hard. No, we're going hard.
Make sure you're toned and I'm done.
Welcome to the Space Nerd Valentine's Day show. Make sure to bite the pill.
Oh man.
That's gonna be Anime Mitsuri.
So
I got a Groupon. Did you get a Groupon?
I got the Groupon.
I haven't. Yeah. Is it already expired?
No, go for now. Oh, yeah. I think it's got a couple of days left.
Yeah, just do it.
Okay, I'll go buy it.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't been to an anime convention, Groupon has $50 3-day passes to Anime Mitsuri, which is the cost of a Saturday pass. And this year, it's special for them because it's the 10th anniversary.
Same 10, so, guys. So hold up. Did anyone, like, because, like, when that Groupon came on and you told me about it and went and bought it, you're telling me, like, a lot of people in the Anime Matsuri group was like, is this fake, guys? What the fuck?
People were complaining about that it was fake, and then John Lee, the director of Matsuri, comes on and says, no, it's totally real. We're just giving you guys, you know, an opportunity. Everybody got super mad because of the fact that ticket prices, not through Groupon, are $70, and they were supposed to end.
Some people had already bought it.
Yeah, the pre-registration ended like the 15th of January.
That's so shit. Okay, all right. I mean, that's not a good way to kind of like get your fan base, you know, on your side. I mean, if you Yeah, if you pre-regged or did you bought direct, you should get like a free goodie bag or something. Yeah, and anyone who got Groupon would just be like, you just get a pass, and I'll be like, oh, okay with that, because
it's a bad look right after orgasm gig.
Which, yeah, man, yeah, that's that yeah, that happened.
Yeah,
yeah, that was like I think one of the few first times that you got on the show, Drea, because we had to talk to you about it because we know all the guys talk about orgasms. You don't know anything about orgasms.
Yeah, you know nothing about the female orgasm, but you know
you don't know nothing about nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So we had to ask you about it.
We should have like we should have a segment like you know like old Dr. Sue. Remember watching that show?
Yeah, I remember Dr. Sue. What's her name? Dr. Ruth.
Yeah, whatever.
Know nothing, Drea. Jeez.
Oh, man. I just remember an old lady holding dildos at night. That's all I remember.
Or what was the other one?
What do you have?
The 94.5 one. They used to have like the sex talk at night or something.
I just liked listening to that. That was really cool. That's how I learned about lots of stuff.
I heard, and I'm not even gonna mention the episode I heard because it deals with what we were talking about earlier plus poop. Yeah,
it's something in Dr. Judy, right?
Yeah. Like Loveline.
Yeah, and then like Dr. Drew, and then they had that show on MTV.
Yeah. Well, I think that Loveline ended up getting a TV show afterward.
Yeah. So after 10 o'clock, the music will stop, and they talk about sex stuff. I'm like, that was really cool. I think that's like needed because a lot of people will call in and ask questions, and then you know it's kind of anonymous, so people are like, how do I learn to do that? How do I learn to do this? And I mean,
okay, the episode that stuck with me the most, it had to be a troll.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it stuck with me, and I think it led to be the troll that I am now.
Okay.
It was a guy like talking about how he liked to insert things into himself, mm-hmm. right? And that's not okay. That's what you like, but then he started going into how he freezes his poop and uses it for that.
That's actually called an Alaskan pipeline.
Oh my God, Dre! This is the end so fast. Jesus H.
But no, the reason I think he was a troll though is because he started saying how his fascination became reality. It was because he was running one day through his house.
Also, that's really cold.
He was running through his house really like naked.
Okay.
And his scrotum got caught on a nail.
How does that even happen?
There was like a nail like hanging out of his door.
Okay, keep going.
And that he fell on top of something when it happened. So he was there in pain in a pool of his blood. And he found found comfort. But I don't know why he chose poop, you know?
One of my favorite ones, though, I thought it was hilarious, was this couple's having sex, and I think the and then
Ryan listening to the noises and learning how to masturbate.
Yes, learning. Do I use two? Which hand do I use? Anyway, and then like they like I think like she was either gonna orgasm or was orgasming, and then she kind of like tensed up, and they got stuck together, and they're like, what the fuck? I thought that was kind of
that, but it was weird. It was like a movie, and it was really disturbing.
Just like dogs.
Dogs get stuck.
That's
what. Have you ever seen a dog have sex?
Growing up in Mexico you see a lot of stray dogs.
Growing up in Mexico, you see a lot of stray dogs outside, and a lot of them are like always, you know, doing it on the street. So growing up as a little girl, you see that shit on the street because there's a bunch of stray dogs. But like, there's a point where like they're like stuck together through like butt to butt, and like the female like can't get off the dude because she clenches so hard. I guess I'm not sure how it works.
No, I remember.
Too many Kegel exercises. Dog Kegels. Doggy Kegels.
Yeah. Doggy Kegels. Doggy.
I remember seeing that for the first time and like getting really worried and like tell my like dad, oh my god, dad, look, they're stuck. We need to help them. We need to help them. He was just laughing at me.
If my child was telling me we need to help two dogs that are stuck because they're having sex, I would laugh too. I would like laugh so hard.
Oh man, I think we went deep enough into the calendar already. We went so off talk. We've gone everything.
Oh, how we got to doggy? Never mind. I will listen to the episode after this comes out and see where our train of thought led us to this conversation.
It's gonna be terrible. It's gonna be so bad.
You put that in the show descriptions. Doggy,
not safe for work. Just in case you.
When are we safe for work? I mean. Come on.
Yeah, I think it's coming to the point where people know that not to put us.
Yes.
All right. Not safe for work, but safe for your bedroom.
Yeah. Space Unit Bark. Sex talk.
Don't oh, get God. Stuck. Anyways.
Rule number one, don't get stuck.
Don't get stuck.
Rule number and two,
don't rip anything.
No Alaskan pipelines.
And number three, don't rip anything.
Is there a sexual term that uses like fracking, because that would be
fracking.
Yeah, we're gonna never mind. I'm over. Over it.
It's not sexual, but I fracked in your bathroom when I used your bidet.
Yeah. See? Brought it up again. Third time in a row. Brought up my bidet. I was thinking, which I actually used it this morning, and I was like, the pressure was a little low, so there's like the switch in the back where I kind of turned it up, and I hurt myself. I was like, ow! That's a little too much.
Oh, God. You know, before this gets any worse or gets more bidet stuff on here, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and cut it down.
Shit City nerd talk. SCN.
Or, you know, when we get to the After Dark stuff, it's Sex City Nerd.
Sex City Nerd.
So, all right. Until next week. Check like the Twitter, the Instagram and stuff. We'll be doing a bunch of giveaways, like I said, for PAX. We'll find some way to give them away, you know. Yeah. Show us how you do Kegels and then we'll give you game codes.
Show us how you do Kegels.
Show us your Kegel faces. Best one wins. Best one wins a custom skin for Smite.
Send your best Kegel faces at Twitter.
Hashtag SCN Kegel faces.
If someone does send us a Kegel face, I will give you whatever XCOM 2 related thing I get, so I don't give it to Ryan.
You know what? I don't care. If you actually do that and tag Spacey Nerd, I'll be like, you deserve that XCOM thing. Hashtag my Kegel face. You got to do the hashtag my Kegel face. Tag Spacey Nerd. And if you do that, I'll be like, you deserve that XCOM shit. I don't care if Jesus gets his hand on the full game. You deserve it.
I can already. Ryan's gonna be sending me like privately a bunch of faces of him. Thank you.
Hashtag Kegel.
Also follow Ryan at his Snapchat account. We have it in another link in the previous podcast.
Did you like the pants on the ground one? Pants on the
ground. I'm still the most proud of my A Lamau one.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Oh, I saw that one. Yeah.
No. So the funniest thing though was like a couple of weeks ago when you all were in my house when I was like, you know, just like look at my house, and then we did a bunch of Snapchats. And the next morning, I was at work and this guy, one of my coworkers, walks into my office holding his phone and he was like, Ryan, what in the hell? He's like, first there was this lady and then this rooster. No, first you were like. You were wrapped with like plastic to another man, and then there was this video of a woman with this mask on, and a chicken was like pecking her face off, and then there's a screaming in the bidet. What's going on? I was like, I don't know. So follow us on Snapchat, please. I'm having really so much fun with it.
I'll get back into it. So.
Do it, man. Do it.
All right. So on behalf of myself, Drea, and Ryan, good night, Space City.
Flat Earth is a problem only when people in charge think that way. No law stops you from regressively basking in it.
He learned the game from Carl Sagan. You can never check him. You say the Earth is flat and then you try to disrespect him. I'm bringing facts to combat a silly theory, because B.O.B. has gotta know the planet is a sphere, G. Whoa. Very important that I clear this up. Yep. You say that Neil's vest is what he needs to loosen up. What? And he's a Mason because the brother's getting paid when the ignorance you're spitting helps to keep people enslaved. I mean mentally. You gon' make me go insane. I've already stepped out of the fast lane. You the donkey of the day. I ain't waiting for Charlemagne. And all them strange clouds must be messing with your brain. I ain't waiting for days, Bob. I'm right here. I got science in my corner and there's nothing to fear. I'm not sure what it was that really made you think that you could disrespect the Tyson and your ship won't sink. I mean, whoa. Can't fool the people, Bob. They know what's up. Yep. I'm in the Hayden Planetarium getting shoulder rubs. Yep. I think it's very clear that Bobby didn't lead enough. Yep. And he's believing all this conspiracy theory stuff. Are these all of your thoughts or is the loud talking? I'm a high flyer, but you must be cloud walking. And I know Bobby Ray's a great musician with intelligence to say some better shit than what he's written. Damn. Yeah, guitar strings turned to Twitter things. Ooh. Yeah, you getting bodied by a young king. I'm far from famous, but I got an education. And I'm putting it to use to make a better nation. I'm making sure you get it when it's said and done. Ooh. Because the track is just a one of one. I could make another one and then another one. The DJ Khaled of teaching Bobby about the sun. Bobby Ray's thinking that flat is fact. Yeah, yeah, that flat is fact. Bobby Ray's thinking that flat is fact. Yeah, but we'll go from flat to fact. I don't want to hear about this ever again. Not even when this ends and we're better as friends. Not even when they're saying Tyson, tell them again. And we'll put you on a show to make a sellout event. Whoa, what about the change of seasons? The planet spins around the sun, do you need more reasons? It's very clear you're rapping for fame, while I represent the culture and the spirit we claim. I mean, please, check them for a while or an earpiece, please. Is Donald Trump the one that's feeding you all of these? Stupid bits of information keeps you on your knees. I know we got freedom of speech, but Bobby, please. Somebody stop this, or call the drop squad, because they got this. And maybe they can pick up Stacey Dash too. So if you're ignorant, here's what they gon' ask. They gon' ask if you can play this track back to back. Bars. Yeah, it's going back to back. I had to help Bobby go from flat to fat. Took a break from my debut and now it's back to that.
Dude, to be clear, being 5 centuries regressed in your reasoning doesn't mean we all can't still like your music.